today we're in La Crosse, Wisconsin, putting up 40 pieces in the county administration building.
Cool.
Chad and Carrie White are hanging an art collection.
So having acquired all these different pieces of artwork.
I personally really like this one.
We started to see that they were, you know, sitting in a closet in a tote. And we realized it would be really nice to be able to have those out and display them.
Each of the eclectic works has one thing in common. They were all created by current or former prisoners.
It is an honor to give that gift to someone of a voice.
That voice comes through a one-of-a-kind magazine called The Pen Project.
We want it to rival any other mainstream art magazine. You know, like I want it to have that same feel.
Chad and Carrie run the magazine out of their architecture and design firm in Eau Claire.
Producing a magazine is really fun. I appreciate the nostalgia of art and writing on plain old paper, not on a screen. It's easier on the eyes.
The work is by prisoners to share with fellow inmates and the wider world.
Prisons are on the edges of cities. It's pretty rare that someone would drive by and wonder how things are going in there today. They're human beings, and many of them are hurt and have experienced some pretty difficult things in their lives that led them to be there.
Chad and Carrie first learned about prison life while playing with 513 Free, a band that performed for inmates as a form of ministry.
Some of the inmates started asking for copies of the lyric sheets so they could sing along. They started presenting some of their lyric sheets of songs that they had written, and then that led to creative writings and then artwork as well. I was actually pretty surprised at the quality of the artwork. Some of it was phenomenal.
The experience inspired the idea of producing a bound volume of works by inmates at Jackson Correctional Institute in Black River Falls.
Something like the Pen Project comes along and it starts to like give you maybe a little hope, a little voice, a little purpose, like I can do something with my time here that maybe counts.
Anthony Schofield saw firsthand the impact the project had on his fellow inmates.
The look and the hope on some of these guys' faces to have something like printed in a magazine, like it was like life-changing.
Now out of prison, he still makes art in his free time.
I do a lot of visualization, like in my mind. I just actually recently started a new piece.
While Anthony continues to contribute, the reach of the Pen Project's magazine has expanded greatly.
The publication just continues to grow. Starting out, you know, in one facility and then today being at 55 different facilities in 12 different states.
Much of the Pen Project's content reflects the spirit of its Christian mission, but it's not a requirement.
I didn't want to have a big boundary of, well, you believe this, and so you can't participate. I didn't want that to happen.
Thank you all for coming. If I could have your attention.
After all the works are hung in the county building, there's an opening reception and presentation. Carrie speaks for an artist who understandably can't be present.
I just wanted to share with you what he wanted to say this evening. Art has the power to change moods, alter opinions, evoke dreams. For me, art is a saving point. Art is a moment for thought. We all have dreams, and we all seek beauty in life. Thank you for choosing my art to be presented in this way. This is a big moment for me.
The event is sponsored by La Crosse Jail Ministry and La Crosse County.
Because, of course, we run the jail here in La Crosse County. So I thought it would just be an excellent fit between things like economics, things like rehabilitation in the jail, and also just pure beautification. You have excellent artwork that comes out that is just strikingly beautiful.
It's kind of a cool overlap. And I think my hope for it being in this county or government building is a lot of people walk in through these county doors, and I hope that they take time to look at the art and read the submissions on the wall and realize that the Pen Project is out there.
As long as the Pen Project is out there, Carrie and Chad will keep working to humanize people in prison.
I like breaking down those stereotypes, because at the root of it, you have a human with a brain, with a heart, with emotions.
Emotions and heart that are shared in every issue.
There's talent in people everywhere, prisons included.